Hello, and welcome back to Into the Universe. This is episode 3, and I'm breaking from what I said I would be covering in the past episode, which was going to be about stars, but I need a bit more time to prepare that episode. So today, I'm going to briefly speak about the Voyager spacecraft, as NASA recently announced that Voyager 1 had actually left our solar system, which seems like quite a big deal to me, and got me thinking about doing a short episode on the spacecraft and the significance of their missions. Now, there are two Voyager spacecraft, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. Each are identical and weigh 722 kilograms. They were conceived in the 60s and 70s to make a grand tour of the outer planets and were specifically designed to launch in the late 70s to make use of an alignment of the outer planets in order to take advantage of what is called gravity assist. Gravity assist is a slingshot manoeuvre which helps to propel spacecraft away from the Sun with minimal propellant using a planet's gravitational field. As the spacecraft approaches the planet, it accelerates as the planet's gravity pulls it in and will reach maximum acceleration, and then it will start to decelerate as it moves away from the planet. Think of if you drop a ball to the ground. It accelerates as it falls to the ground and then decelerates on its way back up. At 100% efficiency, the ball will only ever come back up to where you dropped it from. So, you may be asking how this is used to propel spacecraft to further out planets if it decelerates after moving away from the planet. Well, the planet isn't stationary. It is orbiting the Sun at a high velocity, and this is what the spacecraft takes advantage of. If it approaches the planet in the same direction as the planet is orbiting the Sun, not only is it accelerated by the gravitational pull, but it is also stealing some of the planet's orbiting speed. Therefore, when it exits the orbit of the planet on the other side, it has a significant boost of velocity that helps shoot it on its trajectory. And this is what the Voyager spacecraft would do to propel themselves away from the Earth and away from the Sun and into the outer reaches of the solar system. Now, both Voyagers were originally designed to study the systems of Jupiter and Saturn, and then their missions were due to end. However, once they'd reached Saturn, NASA decided to extend their missions. Voyager 1 would head straight to the edge of the solar system, whilst Voyager 2 would head on to Uranus and Neptune. It was actually Voyager 2 which launched first on the 20th of August 1977, destined to visit the four outer planets and become the only man-made craft to ever visit the planets of Uranus and Neptune. Voyager 1 launched a couple of weeks later on the 5th of September 1977, but with a shorter trajectory, which meant that in December 1977 it actually overtook Voyager 2 and has remained ahead of its sister craft ever since. As a result of this, Voyager 1 would predominantly be the record setter. It passed closest to its first destination, Jupiter, on the 5th of March 1979, and then Saturn on the 12th of November 1980. On the 17th of February 1998, over 20 years after its launch, it overtook the Pioneer 10 spacecraft as the most distant man-made object from the Sun at 69.419 astronomical units. The next significant date in Voyager 1's history was on the 17th of December 2004, when it passed through the termination shock. This is an outer area of the solar system where the solar winds from the Sun are slowed by the interstellar medium and cease to be supersonic, i.e. under the speed of sound. This happens at 94 astronomical units. On the 12th of September 2013, NASA confirmed that on the 25th of August 2012, Voyager 1 had crossed the heliopause, the boundary where the solar winds are stopped by the interstellar medium, and exited the solar system. It will continue out on its journey without a particular destination point. Eventually, in about 2025, its generator will no longer be able to provide enough power to operate its instruments, and it will be unable to communicate with Earth. Voyager 2 had a slightly busier journey to the outer solar system. It passed Jupiter on the 9th of July 1979, and then Saturn on the 25th of August 1981. After this, it carried on to the two remaining planets, Uranus on the 24th of January 1986 and Neptune on the 25th of August 1989. All of the close-up photos you see of Uranus and Neptune, as well as some of their moons, were taken by Voyager 2 during its exploration of their systems. Both Voyager spacecraft carry what is called the Voyager Golden Record. They are identical records which contain images, sounds, greetings and music from various walks of life. They are enclosed within a golden case that gives a breakdown of how the records work and how to view its contents. And those are the Voyager spacecraft. With a mission time of over 36 years, they continue to explore the outer reaches of the solar system and beyond, beaming back information to Earth. And that is it for this episode of Into the Universe. I'll see you next time, and thanks for listening.